and she was raised in the Old South, of the Old South customs, and genteel and polished, and Papa was born in Dazark, and he was born, he's John Warner Booth, and Mother met Papa after she came here to teach school, and they got married in 1903.
What was your father's occupation?
Papa had a store uptown, and he had a general mercantile store. Well, a general store. He had dry goods and groceries, and he had a horse and a wagon that he delivered his groceries in, and the horse was old Prince, and he had various delivery boys that would work for him and deliver the groceries, and he had shears and materials and everything. And I remember very plainly he would get sugar cane molasses, and it would come in a wooden barrel. And you pumped your, people would bring their buckets to the store to buy the molasses, and we'd pump it out of the little wooden pumps to fill the buckets. For, and he also had the coal oil that he sold for the lamps back there. And he had the best line of shears anybody ever had in Dazark, and he had good shears. And he had Mr. Willie Hester was his... the man that helped him in the store, and he was a good, honest man, and he was not kin to us, but he was a very dear, close friend, and we were raised to call him Uncle Willie. And when I was growing up, I never asked Papa or Mama for a pair of shoes. They would send us to Uncle Willie, and Uncle Willie would fit us, or he would look at our shears. If we needed shears, Uncle Willie would give them to us. If we didn't, he would tell us we couldn't have them. And Papa and Mama both believed in good shears and correct fit more than anything. And we wore long union suits and stockings and bloomers and undershirts and, well, no, petticoats and then dresses, but we walked back and forth to school. We walked 9 blocks to school, and we didn't have a lunch room. I started to tell you this a minute ago. We had to go home at lunch and then walk back at, to school, and then back home. We were, would walk 2 miles a day anyway, going back and forth to school. And we didn't think anything about it, but we used to, if a wagon was going by, and we were on our way to school, we'd jump on the tailgate and ride it as far as it'd go, and then jump out and walk some more. And we had lots of fun walking back and forth to school. And I don't remember any unhappiness or unpleasantness at home. We were always happy. And Papa made a real good living. And we had this colored woman named Janie Glenn that worked for Mother over 20 years. And I can remember Janie bumping me to sleep in a cane bottom chair. When I was that little, she would, we loved Janie. And we wouldn't eat breakfast unless we had Janie biscuits to eat. She was so kind and good to us. And then Mother had, well, there were 7 children, 6 girls and a boy. And Mother had